great. Dick, come here, buddy. Awesome. Good job. Amen. Jonathan did have that. We've prayed. And let me say, we want to see an outbreak of healing, not just because we want to show. You know what I mean? We want the Gospels. We want the book of Acts. And Jesus did it as a normal. He was naturally supernatural. I encourage you to pray for the sick in your house. Give your kid. We're not anti-Advil. You know what I mean? But sometimes it doesn't have to happen. Well, why don't we let our first thing be lay hands on each other and pray that we get over the cold, we get over the deal, and then do the medicine. God provides wisdom for that. We're not at that end, but we need to be practicing this and engaging. Listen, the reason Jesus heals is because there's no more sickness in the age to come. The reason he cast out demons is because there's no more devil in the age to come. That's what he's doing, showing us what the kingdom is like, and the power of healing is an awesome thing. So Dick has an encouragement for us about prayer. Go ahead, Dick.
Continuing on in this vein of prayer.
Yeah.
I don't know if some of you are around 15 or 20 years ago, you know, we would have those all-night prayer meetings. I don't know if some of you guys remember those, you know, and there were these times where we would split off and we were to go off individually to, you know, be by ourselves and pray for an hour. And I don't know about you guys, but I remember that. And I remember when that happened, I would always think, what am I going to pray about for an hour? And so I would go pray for about 5 minutes and sit there and just be bored waiting around for the hour to finally end. But God has been teaching me about prayer. And I just want to share some of the things he's showed to me lately. The other night I was sitting down looking at some scriptures. And I always have, I don't know, two or three, four different, you know, I have Bibles and different things laying out. And I just kind of, where the Lord leads me, it goes, is what I do. And I had this little thing. I hardly ever look at this. It's Streams in the Desert. And, it, you know, it's one of these things that has devotionals by the date. And it was sitting there. And I haven't looked at this in months. But I just felt prompted of the Spirit. Look at February 27th. So I opened it up, and this has really impacted me. The scripture was, Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And this is, I don't know if you remember, I'm sure you all remember the story. You know, Jacob, his brother's coming after him, or he thinks his brother's coming after him, and so Jacob sends all his family away. Mm-hmm. And he's by himself, he's alone, and then God shows up and wrestles with him all night long. And then that following morning gives him a blessing. And I just want to, rather than me telling you what this is, I'm just going to read some of this. The greatest miracles of Elijah and Elisha took place when they were alone with God. It was alone with God that Jacob became a prince. Joshua was alone when the Lord came to him. Gideon and Jephthah were by themselves when they were commissioned to save Israel. Moses was by himself, praying by himself at the wilderness bush. Cornelius was praying by himself when the angel came to him. No one was with Peter on the housetop when he was instructed to go to the Gentiles. John the Baptist was alone in the wilderness. John the Beloved alone in Patmos when nearest to God. And it goes on, it says some a number of different things regarding this, but basically that God calls us at times to be alone with him. You know, he calls us to these times of intercession, and it's become more and more important in my life. And in my American life, you know, I've always had this thing about, oh, I'm so busy, I will give God quality time. And so I would spend my 10 or 15 minutes of quality time with God and then move on to all the other stuff I had to go do. But lately, God is telling me, I don't want your quality time. Mm. I want your quantity time, because it takes time to really get to know me, to really hear me, and to really discern what I'm saying to you. And so my prayer time now can go on an hour or two. And it's really led of the Lord. And, you know, I have my list of things that I go down that I pray about. But I'll tell you, my prayer time, as much as anything now, is spent listening, just being quiet, being alone. What are you saying, God? What are you saying? And sometimes he tells me things, he teaches me things. Many times he reveals things that he wants me to pray about that aren't on my list of things that I'm praying about. But what it's done in the end is really created a much deeper, more mature walk. And I've really been blessed by this, to learn this lesson. We're to pray corporately, but I would submit to you, we aren't going to know how to pray corporately until we learn to spend time alone with God, and we learn to pray individually and interact with God. And I'm not telling you all you have to spend hours and hours with God. It's whatever He lays on your heart. It'll be different for all of us. But I would encourage you, you know, pursue that relationship with God. Pursue that alone time with Him.
And there's warfare against that. Dick, I just wonder if you'd pray for us, because the Lord's saying, of course I want I want it to be quality time we have with us. But I felt like Dick was, the Lord is speaking to him about quantity of time. Right. And not in any kind of law, weird way, but just I'm asking you for time. And so we know how there's war to steal our time. So can you pray just for grace for this?
Yeah. So Father, we do pray that you would teach us again how to pray. Teach us how to be with you.
Yes.
Father, I pray that you would draw us away from our busy lives, that we would learn to be quiet before you and listen, and teach us to intercede to grow in our faith with you.
Yes. Amen. Excellent. Thank you, buddy.